The presidential debate, North Korea's COVID cloud, and Scotland's restrictions. This is your TLDR News daily briefing for Friday, October 23rd. In US news today, the final presidential debate took place last night. This was a more civilized affair than the last joust between the two presidential candidates, but there were still heated moments. One such moment was over race. The president suggested that he'd done more than any other president for African Americans, with the exception of Abraham Lincoln.
As far as my relationships with all people, I think I have great relationships with all people. I am the least racist person.
Abraham Lincoln here is one of the most racist presidents we've had in modern history. He pours fuel on every single racist fire.
Biden was keen to shut down his opponent's argument by stating that Trump's comments on race gave him a dog whistle about as big as a foghorn. Another particularly heated moment in the debate was about the children who had been separated from their parents at the border and have yet to be reunited with them. Trump tried to downplay this, claiming that people were being brought over the border by coyotes and cartels, and also saying they were so well cared for. While Biden refuted this by saying that coyotes and cartels weren't bringing people over, their parents were, before condemning Trump for separating parents and children. Ultimately though, snap polling suggested that Biden won the debate, which will be a major disappointment for Trump's struggling campaign. With the former vice president leading national polling, Trump was certainly hoping this last big chance might help him across the line. That's not to say that Trump can't win, though. There are still paths the president could take to 270, something we'll discuss on the TLDR US YouTube channel tomorrow, but he's certainly not made things easy for himself. Despite the tension between the candidates, the moderator received a lot of praise. Kirsten Welker managed to keep both candidates to their allotted time, and was perceived as keeping the debate more on track than last time. Trump, who previously slammed Welker as a liberal, despite little evidence to back this up, took a moment to praise the moderator mid-debate, remarking, "So far I respect very much the way you're handling this." If elections are determined by debates, then maybe Ms. Welker should run. Maybe she'd even get Trump's endorsement. If you want to watch our full summary of the debate, then be sure to check out the video we posted on the TLDR US YouTube channel. It's linked down below. Moving over to Asia now, North Korea has implemented a new policy to try and stop its citizens from contracting the coronavirus. This policy is asking workers to stay at home in order to protect themselves from a yellow dust cloud coming from China that could supposedly bring the novel coronavirus with it. There doesn't seem to be much evidence so far that the coronavirus can be transmitted via dust clouds, but seemingly the North Korean regime thinks otherwise. They've advised those working in embassies, such as the Russian embassy, to stay indoors and keep windows tightly shut. This announcement comes against the backdrop of Kim Jong-un suggesting that the country has no confirmed cases of the coronavirus, which is, let's say, suspicious. And finally, in UK news today, it's been announced that Scotland will introduce a new tiered system to handle the coronavirus, similar to that of the UK. Instead of having three levels though, it will have five, and the top tier is set to be effectively a full lockdown. The breakdown of these new tiers are as follows. Tier 0. This is effectively normal. 8 people from 3 households can meet indoors, and 15 people from 5 households can meet outdoors. Tier 1 is equivalent to medium. 6 people from 2 households can meet indoors or outdoors. Tier 2 is equivalent to high. No meeting indoors with other households, and 6 people from 2 households can meet outdoors and at pubs and restaurants. Tier 3 is the equivalent to very high. Pubs must close both indoors and out, though restaurants may remain open. And finally, Tier 4, which is equivalent to a full lockdown. This means March-style rules, with only essential shops being allowed to stay open. This is clearly a more detailed, more gradual tiering system compared to the one being used in England. Some could argue that this makes the system more fair and means that the system makes more sense as areas move up the tiers. Others will argue though that this makes the tiering system unnecessarily more complicated in Scotland when compared to England. As I've mentioned not all that subtly earlier in the video, be sure to check out the TLDR US YouTube channel and make sure you're subscribed. With Election Day only 11 days away, we're stepping up our coverage and we don't want you to miss out. Also, make sure to keep an eye on this channel because there might be something very highly requested landing here tomorrow. Anyway, for those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out tomorrow's Daily Briefing. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app, or watch the briefing over at youtube.com/TLDR Daily.